Safety and electricity. The major hazards associated with electricity are electrical shock, fire, and arc flash. Electrical shock occurs when the body becomes part of the electric circuit, either when an individual comes in contact with both wires of an electrical circuit, one wire of an energized circuit, and the ground, or a metallic part that has become energized by contact with an electrical conductor. The severity and effects of an electrical shock depend on a number of factors, such as the pathway through the body, the amount of current, the length of time of the exposure, and whether the skin is wet or dry. Water is a great conductor of electricity, allowing current to flow more easily in wet conditions and through wet skin. The effect of the shock may range from a slight tingle to severe burns to cardiac arrest. The chart below shows the general relationship between the degree of injury and amount of current for a 50-cycle hand-to-foot path of 1 second's duration of shock. While reading this chart, keep in mind that most electrical circuits can provide, under normal conditions, up to 20,000 milliamperes of current flow. People have stopped breathing when shocked with currents from about 30 milliamperes of current that cause respiratory paralysis. Currents greater than 75 milliamperes may cause ventricular fibrillation, very rapid, ineffective heartbeat. This condition will cause death within a few minutes unless a special device called a defibrillator is used to save the victim. Heart paralysis occurs at 4 amps, which means the heart does not pump at all. Tissue is burned with currents greater than 5 amps. In addition to the electrical shock hazards, sparks from electrical equipment can serve as an ignition source for flammable or explosive vapors. Current, 1 milliampere. Reaction, perception level. Current, 5 milliamperes. Reaction, slight shock felt, not painful but disturbing. Current, 6 to 30 milliamperes. Reaction, painful shock, let go range. Current, 50 to 150 milliamperes. Reaction, extreme pain, respiratory arrest, severe muscular contraction. Current, 1,000 to 4,300 milliamperes. Reaction, ventricular fibrillation. Current, 10,000 plus milliamperes. Reaction, cardiac arrest, severe burns, and probable death.